This is Theron, and welcome to another episode of Michigan Hidden History. This week, we're going to talk about the Royal Oak Women's Club. Mainly, we're going to talk about the building first, and then we're going to get to the what the Women's Club actually does and how it was founded and all that stuff. So, let's start off with the building and let's learn some history. So, the Women's Club started in November 1902 with 14 Royal Oak women that gathered at a women's house to form a study group. Little that they knew that all that 120 years later, they would grow to 120 women and make changes in Royal Oak. That is a member per year. But those that first joined would be really old, and I think that they would be dead. But how cool would it be if the first 14 women were still alive to see what the club grew into now? The club operated as a study group. I don't really know what that means. When I looked it up, I couldn't find any information on what women's study group was. It was probably a way where women could get together and gossip about the times and drink tea or coffee, and they studied, and they called it a study group, or it was another book club. It was like the modern day book club that they do nowadays. But yeah, so that's just my speculation about what a study group was back in the day. They decided to expand their operations and become members of the General Federation of Women's Clubs, the Michigan Federation of Women's Clubs, the Detroit Federation of Women's Clubs, and the Oakland County Federation of Women's Clubs. After joining these women's clubs, they became more civic-minded and got involved in important issues of that day, and they are still there, which is probably a nice way to say that they got involved in the Prohibition movement that was gaining steam during that time. They even proposed a curfew that became a law within the city. Here are some more ways that they helped in the community. They made sanitary drinking fountains in public schools. They built fire escapes in the high school buildings. They also joined the Equal Rights Movement, which is still going on today. They were interested in children's welfare, and they did everything to help children out. They did the first cleanup of the city streets, organized free home mail delivery, reorganized the library, and helped provide for its maintenance. They also continued their efforts and volunteered and supported the Red Cross, the Detroit USO, the Crippled Children's Fund, the Oakland County Tuberculosis Society, Goodfellows, and the Oakland County Daughters Fund. They fought hard for a volunteer fire department, and they had a parade in 2002 when the Women's Club turned 100 years old. Since 2002, they have been involved members in the Royal Oak community by giving their time, talent, and financial support to the neonatal unit at Beaumont Hospital, the Royal Oak Library, Hospice, Veterans, Salvation Army, Mobile Meals, Haven, the Gilda Club, the Boys and Girls Club, Give a Christmas, and South Oakland Shelter. They also created three health-related scholarships, as well as three HOBY, which stands for Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Scholarships. They also give scholarships on a rotating basis to the high schools in the area. They support Girlstown, Baycliff Health Camp, Interlochen, Operation Smile, Canine Companions for Independence, and the Community Improvement Program through their partnerships with GFWC and GFWC of Michigan. They volunteer their time for the community service luncheon. the annual Salvation Army Toy Luncheon, and they also sponsored the Royal Community Awards Banquet. They are a member of the Royal Chamber of Commerce, the Royal Oak Arts Council, Friends of the Library, and the Inner Club Council. They also sponsor a girls' softball team. Many of the club's members serve as government officials. They sit on local and state boards along with commissions and hold leadership positions in a lot of organizations. To this day, the city and the public and many organizations use the clubhouse for the meetings, and this is how the club makes its money, is through rental agreements. To keep up the maintenance fees with the historical status of the house, because you have to maintain that status. That's part of their condition when Royal Oak sold the house to the women's club, is that they have to maintain the historical status of the house. If not, they would lose it. And because the women's club made their money through rentals and renting it out, and because of the pandemic and putting a freeze on it, they had a hard time keeping up with all the costs. So they had a Save Our Historic Clubhouse yard sale in October of 2020, that first year that COVID hit, and they were struggling. They couldn't make it. So they sold. They had a successful yard sale, and they're still there. So as of July of last year, the club is looking for new members. Information is on their Facebook page, which is linked in the show notes. And they are not a sponsor of this, but I'm just helping them out. I hope you enjoyed this episode on the Royal Oak Women's Club. You can listen to this wherever podcasts are found. That means Google, that means Pocket Cast, that means Spotify. Most of you are listening to it on Apple. If you're listening on Apple, please rate and review the show, because that's how I can grow this. And I'm trying to create a company, so please rate and review so more people can see this. I'm on Spotify. I think I mentioned that before. Anywhere, you can even take the RSS feed from my from my Anchor account or any of the accounts and put it into a separate podcast player. You can listen to it through there. I also have a website, which is linked in the description of the podcast. So please go visit that if you want to see more. If you want to see about me and what I do and a picture of what I look like, if you don't know what I look like. And this week's quote is, "Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because it is fake." Thank you for listening. See you next week, and let's make machine history great.